This is Plaidcast Junior. I'm Piper Clem, publisher of the Plaid Horse magazine. And on today's episode, we are going to continue our reading of Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure. I hope you'll come join us a few times a week. And if you like what you hear, all 5 Showstride's books are currently available on Amazon.
The Plaid Horse presents Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure, by Piper Clem and Rennie Dyball. Read by the author, Rennie Dyball. Chapter 17. At school that Thursday, Tally sat down next to Jacob in the cafeteria. "Hey," he said, "I was just going to look for you. I have so much to tell you." Tally opened her lunchbox and pulled out an apple, then quickly tucked it into her backpack. Cam would enjoy it even more than she would. "Tell me." "Well, my mom and I visited the school that hosts the IEA team, and it was awesome. They have huge turnouts, and the barn is really nice. We decided to donate Carlo there." "That's great," Tally said, pulling apart sides of a string cheese wrapper. Jacob smiled. "And my mom said I could half lease Scout since I won't have a horse of my own for a while, probably. Brenna told me we might even be able to go to shows off the property with him." "That's so cool," Tally said. "I didn't know they were half leasing school horses. Wait, no Sweetie?" "Sweetie is my favorite, but Ryan thinks I'm getting too tall for her." Tally nodded. "How tall is Scout?" "He's got to be 16 hands, maybe 16 one or two. I can't wait to get started. It's 2 lessons a week and 1 day to flat alone with the half lease." "That's perfect," Tally said, just as their friend Ava sat down at the table with them. "Hey, nice Leo," said Jacob with an approving nod. "Too much to wear to school?" asked Ava, doing a shimmy so that the sparkles on her leotard caught the light from beneath her hoodie. "Never," said Tally with a grin. "How is gymnastics going?" "Good. Hard. Look at this," Ava said, opening her hands to show Tally and Jacob her right palm. "That is a hole," said Jacob, his eyes wide. "Yep. I'm doing giants on the bars now. That's when you swing your body all the way around, 360 degrees, and it really tears up your hands." "That's worse than getting rubs from your stirrup leathers," said Tally. Ava settled into her seat and unzipped her lunchbox. "So, how are the ponies?" "Good," said Tally. "I'm showing in the low children's on this lady's adult amateur horse, and he's the most fun ever. And Jacob is going to half-lease Scout from the riding school." Jacob nodded and smiled, while Ava put down her sandwich and looked at Tally thoughtfully. "You're getting, like, a lot of catch rides," she said. "I guess," said Tally with a shrug. "That's such a big compliment. You could be a professional one day." Tally paused and thought about the idea of working with horses every day. She'd always assumed she'd go into something having to do with science, maybe even vet school. "No, seriously, you could be a professional and show all year long. You could ride and compete yourself and train other people, like my old trainer did. That's the one thing I still miss, the shows," Ava added. Once she'd started middle school, Tally noticed, people didn't ask her what she wanted to be when she grew up as much. That seemed like a question reserved for little kids. Then again, she knew she'd have to pick a major in college. She'd heard Isabel talking about that at the barn. "Think you'll ever come back to riding?" Jacob asked. Ava shook her head no. "I love gymnastics too much, and it's such a big commitment. I don't really have time for a second sport. Oh, but I just heard that Danny's doing super well with his new owner. He isn't stopping at all now." "Danny was tricky," Tally said with a grin. Danny, or Stoneleigh Dance Party in the show ring, was the very first catch ride she'd gotten from Ryan. When she took him to a horse show, he stopped and she fell off at the very first jump. "His new rider must be really good," she added. "Well, he's such a one-person pony. Ava said thoughtfully. You rode him when I was going to sell him, and he had a bunch of different riders at the time. I bet if it was just the two of you, it would have been different.
Do you have a list of goals that you want to achieve with your horse? Are you taking time to build your mental skills in and out of the ring? There is so much information available at your fingertips with a subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. You can find riding and training advice from top judges and trainers, grooming tips to keep your horse looking their best, and health information from top veterinarians and farriers to keep your horse feeling their best. All of this information and so much more can be found in one place, delivered straight to your door, with a print subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. Subscribe at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. That's theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. To learn more about anything we've discussed on today's show, visit theplaidhorse.com. You can find show notes at theplaidhorse.com/listen. Follow The Plaid Horse on all the social medias. You can subscribe to the print edition of The Plaid Horse magazine at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. Please rate and review The Plaidcast anywhere you listen to it. And if you enjoy this episode, please share it with your friends. I will see you at the ring.